am Sam, listening and speaking from a new state of awareness. The world is changing at an alarming rate. High solar activity resulted in a series of coronal mass ejections affecting Earth during February 2011. A new sunspot emerged quickly to become wider than the planet Jupiter, unleashing the strongest solar flare since December 2006. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory recorded intense flashes of extreme ultraviolet radiation, while brief radio blackouts occurred. Major solar flares continue to erupt on the sun, and as they do, the messages I hear increase. These are a few that all seem to fit together. It is a matter of resonating with the one. You either resonate with the one now or resonate with the one later. There is no if. It is a matter of resonating with the one light of all being. We seek to return to the light, and yet there is no returning. For the light resides inside each and every one of us. That light is everlasting. And if we choose, we can tap into that light very easily and very efficiently. Knowing that all come together as light in the end of what you call your world, there is no end and no beginning. There is only one pure and brilliant light to resonate with, to be, to shine. Resonate with the one light, knowing, as you do, you resonate with the one of all. There is no above. There is no below. There is only here and now and one, no two. There is no me. There is no you. But you know that in the deep recesses of the mind. The one is part of all that is. And all that is part of something much greater than the one, unimaginably greater, unheard of in all other levels. All beings know this. This is one final moment coming up before us in the history of humanity, the humanity that never was and never shall be. This final moment beckons the call to those who worship the earth. Heed the call, and know the earth is transforming in all its glory. All is heard across the land, and nary always shall heed its whisper of love. Fortuitous events rule the day and night, as all transcend this earth of limitation. Knowing the one is many, we heed the call to beckon forth a new age within this world of seeming woe. For not the release of new energies, but the changing of the guard occurs. The guard of one controls the beings upon the earth of one, and in this change is made the sureness of humanity's whole. There appears to be no other way to beckon forth this call on an earth filled with beings who sleep within the dream. The dream must end as all good dreams, for never was it to be. And though you sit and hear our voice, know that she never was and never shall be again. The sureness of the return to one is finally here. Heeding wholly, the call to one appears. There is nothing unusual within, but without, the call appears startling to those upon the earth of one that never was and never shall be. And now the wholeness of earth is revealed in all its glory, the wholeness of one. The earth is made new again, and with this change, the end of time creeps closer than ever before. A remembering for the one comes through quickly to the whole, for the one that is and was and always shall be. A remembering of the one is all that is known in eternity. This remembering comes quickly for all and all the truth of their being. Hold tight, hold fast. The world is changing quickly, and you, as well as a body, change along with this earth. Shine on, bright light.